Welcome to the Gospel Road. Ephesians 4 is what we're looking at today. It says, "Therefore, I therefore, a prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all the humility and gentleness, with patience and bearing with one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But grace was given to each one of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore, it says, when he ascended on high, he led a host of captives and he gave gifts to men." In saying he ascended, what does it mean but that he also descended into the lower regions, the earth? He who descends is the one who also ascended far above all to all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the shepherds, and the teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, so that we may no longer be children, tossed to and fro by the waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by human cunning, by craftiness and deceitful schemes. Rather, speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in every way into Him who is the head, into Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every joint which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow so that it builds itself up in love. Now, this I say and testify in the Lord, that you must no longer walk as the Gentiles do in the futility of their minds. They are darkened in their understanding, alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to their hardness of heart. They have become callous and have given themselves up to sensuality, greedy to practice every kind of impurity. But that is not the way you learn Christ. Assuming that you have heard about Him and were taught Him, as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds, and to put on a new self created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, having put away falsehood, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and give no opportunity to the devil. Let the thief no longer steal, but rather let him labor, doing honest work with his own hands, so that he may have something to share with anyone in need. Letting no corrupt talk come out of your mouths, but only such as is good for building up, as fits the occasion, that it may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and slander be put away from you, along with all malice. Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ forgave you. Ephesians 4. It says, "Therefore, having put away falsehoods, let each one of you speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another." Truth is, it's been chilly around here lately. Ended up with flurries yesterday, which were not in the forecast. Thank you, weather people. But it's changing. changes. You know, we have four seasons. Well, they say we have four seasons. Where I live, it feels more like two seasons, summer and winter, because we go from hot to cold, which we've now done, and then we'll go from cold to hot. There's not usually a lot of in between. Now, maybe for the plants, because you see the seasons, the changing the trees, the leaves, and then the buds and the growth, things like that. But weather-wise, I'm not sure that there's four. Now, we deal with so many things. Our life changes in so many ways. Sometimes we have control of that change. Sometimes we do not have control of the change. You know, we get frustrated. We get angry. Sometimes we get focused. We get so focused on something that we're not able to let it go. And we focus on it so much that it tears us up on the inside. In fact, I've got a friend that's doing that right now. And I'm not saying I haven't done it before either. In fact, a lot of us do when you go through a breakup, divorce. You know, you kind of dwell. It's hard to just let it go. And you have that grieving point, you know, the loss of a loved one. But yeah, he's going through some things right now, and he is one that he gets an idea in his head, and he kind of just holds on to that, and he focuses on it, and he doesn't let it go. And to the point that it can hurt him. It's not good. It's not good to dwell like that. In fact, we're having a conversation over the last week, and we're talking about a lunch that he went to, a great lunch. Learned a lot, and then he was telling me the things that he was told, and goes, you know, this is what I know, you know, because a lot of times with nonprofits you have board issues. It's not uncommon with most of them. So he was talking about that, and I just looked at him, because, you know, again, he's like, see, I'm right. He's like, I've read these books, and this is what I've learned. I go, I understand. I've got my nonprofit guy, my strategic guy that I see every Saturday. We just got together again yesterday. And we have these conversations all the time. You know, the right way and the wrong way. Just like business, there's the right way and there's a wrong way to run your business, to do your business, to be successful. As it was even talking here earlier in 16 of how your whole body joined and held together by every joint with which it is equipped, when each part is working properly, makes the body grow, that it builds itself up in love. See, you're at a company, and when every joint, when everything is working together, it is equipped and doing what it's supposed to be, everybody is that team, that well-oiled machine just working and doing their job. Growth. You'll see growth in your company. You'll see profits in the company. You'll see good being done with the company, depending on what you're doing. Of course, you know, what that level is. And I'll be honest, I'll even say it. I know we're not a well-oiled machine, no matter how much they want to say we are. And we are not always the best at working together. A few of us are, but some of them, no. They're not team players. It gets frustrating. But I just said, I go, why are you putting yourself through this torture? You know it's not going to change, no matter how much you push, no matter how much you shove. They've been told the way things should run. They've been told what they should do. Multiple times. They ignore it and they just do what they want. It's their thing. Feels like ego. I'll be honest, I've never dealt with so much ego in my career, but that's a completely different story. You know, we all get frustrated. We all get fed up. You know, we're trying to do the best that we can. Are you true or false? Because again, put away the falsehood and let each one of you speak the truth to his neighbor. for we are members one of another. See, it's not telling people what they want to hear all the time. It's speaking the truth. And I probably do that to a fault, that it hurts me in many ways. But then at the same time, I've had a lot of people say, you know, one thing talking to you, we know where we stand. There is no beating around the bush. There is no in between. If you're going to slap me, you're going to slap me. Reminds me of a story I always share years ago when I was programming a radio station. I was doing pretty well. I mean, for being my first official programming job, being the first, you know, and working my tail off. Because I was pretty much doing it with a very small staff. And I was basically the program director, promotions director, and music director. So I had my... Well, every day I had to deal with programming. I had my 1 or 2 days a week that I dealt with music. With certain things, some of that even went into multiple days too. But I did have like my one promotions day where I wrote liners and promos and things like that. So each day had its, but then, you know, I got things taken care of as needed. I also did the morning show, which was, you know, great. Yeah, full plate. Killing myself. Let's be honest. Making peanuts. Peanuts at that time. But I was a, you know, top 5 station in ratings, top 3 morning show in ratings. I mean, I was surprised on how well I was doing. But I 1 week... My operations manager says, you need to call the VP of programming. So, you know, over programming for the entire company. So I'm like, okay. And our book for ratings just came out and we had just gone down. Not terrible, but it had gone down. But we were still doing well. So I called him. I'm like, hey. He goes, hey. First thing out of his mouth. First thing out of his mouth. Well, you know, you only call me when your numbers are down. Why is that? And me being the smart aleck that I am, I snap back. I only called you because my ops manager says you hadn't heard from me for a while and I needed to call you. And I don't really have time to do that because I'm kind of doing a job here. Yeah, not a good thing to say. But I did. And it was the truth. You know, trying to do the best I can on the programming calls every week and just so many different things. I'm trying to juggle it all. I was young. Even now, though, I'd probably be just as bad and just as snappy at them, too. Then, lo and behold, a few months later, my job was eliminated because they consolidated the programming positions. So they had one program director for both country stations, which was interesting. But yeah, I shoot my mouth off. Probably, well, too much. And like I said, it could be to my detriment. Speaking too much truth. But again, I'm not perfect. None of us are perfect. We fail. You know, we get angry. We get upset. But it's not dwelling on it. As it says, do not let the sun go down on your anger. You know, every day is a new day. You know, you get up, it's a new day to start and go about it and get something done. Every day. The sun comes up every morning. You know, the joy rises as in the morning. You know, we all have the cliches. If you grew up in church, you heard them all. You know, rejoice in the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. But so many times we just, like a pit bull, find something. Grab onto it. and just won't let go. But we need to. We need to let things go. We need to maybe not always tell people what they want to hear. And the thing is, if we are not sure how things work, don't act like you know. Seek the truth. Find out how. I know I've shared this before, but I'll say it again. One time a consultant said to me, he looked at me and says, "You're a sponge." Because you just want to know. You want to gain knowledge. And I do. When it came into radio, I wanted to know how things worked. My curiosity. Now, does it mean I want to do everything? No. Does it mean there are certain jobs that I want to do? No. But I want to understand that job so we can work together. You know, it's one thing being in programming of how I could work with sales. Being in promotions, I could work with sales because I have this overall, that 30,000 foot view of how we work together and what we need to come together. Just like with engineering, do I want to be an engineer? No, but I want to understand how it works so I can have a conversation with an engineer when something's not working. So hopefully I can have a better conversation and sound a little more intelligent when I'm explaining to him why it doesn't work rather than going, you know, I heard a clunk and I don't really know, it just stopped. Maybe I'll have some ideas. Maybe I can help with that. Just trying to do better, trying to be better, really trying to learn and understand. There's just so many things going on. Again, people are they're just out there for number one. They're deceitful. They're scheming. They're going to just stomp all over you to get to whatever it is that they want to do to get to that next level because you do not matter. I know I'm not that way, though. I know I work with somebody that is because they even said it to me. Well, why don't you do that? I go, that's not cool. That's not the way you act. That's not what you do. And their comeback is, I'd do it. Well, that's you. That's not me. I try to do the best I can. God has a plan. It gets frustrating. I know work at home is just frustrating the fire out of me. Yesterday, it's time to get new mattresses, so it did that. I mean, my parents, they've had theirs forever, and there was a big old hole in it. Honestly, I'm surprised we didn't have a house fire because I could tell it was a cigarette burn. Which, thank goodness, my dad's still not smoking in the house, even though he should stop because of his advanced COPD. But, you know, can't tell him anything. But he's not smoking in the house, so it helps for my mom with the issues that she's going through. Which, I know she's really trying to do her best. See, this is where we're trying to do our best, but we have to know our limits. I know a lot of times as we get older, we seem to ignore limits or forget what they are or don't think about how we should have those limits. She helped me just a little bit because I got the mattresses here and then I'm trying to get the old ones out. And I didn't have her do a lot, but it was something just very simple. And she just immediately, I mean, lost her breath. So I could tell that not doing much, but it was too much, which we had to kind of talk about a little bit. And I say, see, you're not able to do much. See how you're out of breath. I know she did some yard work last week while I was at work. So I'm not sure how she felt when she was done with that. Because I wasn't here, which she does that a lot. Well, you know, as you know, they say, the cat's away, the mouse will play. You know, the parents are gone, the kids will get into mischief. Feels like that around here. It's like all of a sudden I become the parent and they're the kid. I'm not here and they're getting into mischief. But we've got to be able to have those conversations with each other. Be truthful with each other of what you're dealing with and what you're trying to get done or get things taken care of. Trying to. Doing the best you can. Right? But it's not easy. Like I said, I fail. Oh, do I fail? Daily. But I do the best that I can. And that's all any of us can do, is do the best that we can. The best that we can be, doing better, being better every day, learning something new every day, learning a word every day. I can help you with that with my word of the day. Which, getting a lot of comments about that, which I kind of appreciate, of people how are enjoying it. I even see people when I go around town and they're saying, well, what's the word of the day? And of course, I don't remember. I need to just come up with a word and just use that one every time. Just maybe take Jeff Foxworthy's word, sensuous. Sensuous up, why don't you get me a beer? I don't know. Laugh. Laugh is good. Laughing is a great medicine. But also, really grow and be the best that you can be. Again, being that well-oiled machine working properly. So that way you are growing physically, mentally, and spiritually. Helping at work, helping you at home, being the best that you can be. You know, like the old army saying, be all you can be in the army. But you don't have to join the army. Or not that army. I mean, you could be like growing up, you could join God's army. So there's an army to join. But again, it's really loving, encouraging one another, building each other up so we can all be the best that we can be. Ephesians 4. That is what we looked at today. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Be sure to read that for you. How can it help you be the best that you can be? Really grow every day as you are making those steps forward to really succeed and be that better person. Every day, right? We're all trying. I'm trying, or I'm just trying. I mean, I guess it depends on who you talk to. Ephesians 4, be sure to check that out today. If you enjoyed this, thank you for listening, number one. Number two, you can share it on social media. You can also find me on social media too, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, My Buddy Jimmy, MyBuddyJimmy.com. Also, whatever platform you're listening, be sure to give me a rating too, always. Appreciate that as well. Thank you for listening to The Gospel Road. Have a great day. God bless.
Spinal adjustments provided by Dr. Chad Rolfson. The Spinal Tuning Chiropractic Center is a Des Moines area low flat fee per month unlimited chiropractic care practice. When life happens, just adjust. Schedule today at spinaltuning.com.
If you're looking for help with software, app, web development, be sure to check out my friends at IngenuityCompany.com. They believe in their clients. Software development, app development, web development, visioning, design thinking, diagramming, organizational development, strategy, they can help you at the Ingenuity Company. Find out more at IngenuityCompany.com.
Barbecue provided by Kenny's Rib Wagon, catering ribs for your pleasure and serving daily at Plaza Pub, 62nd and Douglas in Des Moines across from Merle Hay Mall. Find Kenny's Rib Wagon on Facebook.
The Jimmy Olsen Radio Network.